We're delighted to have with us Chris Johnston, CJ head basketball coach at Jackson College. And I was just looking it up, CJ. You're 1,116 wins behind Coach K.
Yeah. Good morning, Greg. I got a few more years to go before I catch the legend, Coach K.
Hey, off to a good start, though. 6-3, you got to be pretty pleased.
You know, we're off to a great start. Guys are playing well. They bought into the system, and, you know, they're doing some great things. We recruited what we thought was a good class coming in. You know, our point guard, Gabe Damey, from Ipsy Lincoln. He's second in the country in assists right now. So, you know, he's manning the offense. He's doing a very good job getting some guys the basketball and some scoring positions, and we're off to a good start.
And you're basically all freshmen.
We are all freshmen. We have one sophomore. He's logging some pretty good minutes, Isaiah Brown. He'd come over. He was a transfer in from Grand Rapids Community College. But he's our only sophomore that has college experience. So, you know, we can look great at some times, and other times we can look not so good.
But that's always the case, isn't it? You've coached before.
It is. You know, especially at the JUCO level, you never know how many you're going to have from year to year come back. And, you know, the bulk of your roster is going to be a lot of freshmen. So, you know, there's a learning curve to it. They got to learn how to practice correctly. They got to learn how to practice hard 100%. You know, practicing at the high school level to the coaching or college level is totally different. So once you get after Christmas and they kind of learn the system and learn how to compete at a high level, it's usually better basketball.
Yeah, what are the big differences, CJ, between high school and moving up to JUCO?
You know, I think it's preparation. These guys watch a lot of film. We have film sessions, but, you know, they take it upon themselves to watch a lot of film. I got guys in the gym that are making 500-600 shots 2 hours before practice, and there's guys staying hours after practice. So those are the types of kids that are few and far between because they have high goals. They want to get to that Division II level. They want to get to that Division I level, and they know they have to practice like that to be able to get there. So, you know, we brought in some kids that we think they can play at a high level, so they're putting in the time and kind of reaping the rewards of it early in the season.
Yeah, and there are so many great players out there that it really takes a break or catching a coach's eye just one time that might get it done for you.
It does, and you never know. You know, they have these JUCO jamborees that you go to, and there's Division I and two coaches lined up on the sidelines. But, you know, it can happen. You know, I reference Kevin Willis. You know, he played at Jackson College, Michigan yep. State, played a lot of years in the NBA. So, I mean, it can happen. You never know when that right person, just like you said, is in the stands and or you're sending film to that can give you a chance. And for most of these kids, that's what they need is a chance.
Yeah, well, Nick Minerath was in that very first couple classes that when they reignited basketball out there, and he ended up really starring at the U of D.
Yeah, he went to Detroit Mercy, and if I'm not mistaken, he's still playing overseas. Uh-huh. I try to keep up with him on social media a little bit, but yeah, he's still playing, I believe, overseas, doing well, representing Jackson College and in the state of Michigan. So, yeah, you know, it's just the opportunity to be able to showcase your skills and get in the right program and system that you're going to be successful in.
Well, I know you don't know a heck of a lot about Terrace State. They've got a couple 6'7" kids, but you're used to running into that every night. But they gave Mott a pretty good game, CJ.
They did. You know, Mott's been number one in the country now for 3 weeks, and they played them to a couple good games, you know, the last week of November and first week of December. So we're going to have to be prepared and ready to go. You know, we're missing a couple pieces. We've had a couple injuries. But, you know, this is college. So you recruit good guys in, and it's kind of next man up, and you got to show up and play on the floor.
Yeah. How about COVID? We were just talking during the sports. It's affected hockey now again. The NBA, the NFL is getting ravaged with COVID. Have you guys escaped that problem?
Well, knock on wood, we have so far. Uh-huh. It took a little bit out of the women's team. They've had a couple cases of COVID, but you know, Jackson College has done us very well because the basketball players, the men's and women's team, kind of have their own dorm on campus. So we're kind of segregated a little bit, which helps us. But, you know, we're testing. Guys are vaccinated. The guys that aren't are testing once, sometimes twice a week. Uh-huh. So we're trying to take the necessary precautions so it doesn't hit us. And we're getting to that time right after Christmas where we're starting conference and you got 20 league games. So that could really take a toll on a team. And we've actually seen it with the NFL as of recently. And I know hockey's just been torn up by it.
Yeah, after this game tonight, you really jump into the league.
We do. We'll you know, I'm not sure who did the schedule. I guess I got to blame the head coach on that. But we play tonight and we finish up with Delta away on Saturday. You know, and it's finals week. Kids are trying to finish up classes and get to that. Then we're going to take a good 6 days off, kind of recoup a little bit. And, then we get back at it. I believe it's January 2nd. We have Glen Oak starting the conference season right back in our gymnasium.
You mentioned Mott. Who are the other teams that are standouts this year?
You know, over on the east side, Macomb's really doing well. They're 9-1. And Scylla on our side, they're playing well. They're always tough. So you never know. At one time, we had six teams in our conference that was ranked in the country. So we played a pretty competitive league, and anybody can get beat on any given night. So you really got to show up and play, and that's kind of the thing that freshmen are learning early on. You got to show up and play every day.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit disappointing. You still really don't have fans that can come out, and I think it's just probably what family members and people that are associated with the program.
Yeah, you know, the kids get four spectators per. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of tough. The students are there, but it's not the usual Jackson College crowd. I remember when I was coaching with Coach Brown and coaching the women's team, we could pack that side of the gymnasium and it would be a good crowd. So, you know, with the whole COVID thing and the pandemic, we've kind of scaled back a little bit. So there hasn't been the fans, I guess, come out. But, you know, we've got some support from local coaches. We've had six from the men's side, local coaches, come out and see what we have to offer. So, you know, we're getting out there. People are starting to see, hey, Jackson College is putting together a good product. We're stringing together some wins. So we're creating some interest, which is good.
Is that kind of how it goes across the league? Is that a league policy?
It is. You know, some we go to are a little bit more relaxed, but you know, we just went to Henry Ford last two Saturdays ago, and it was two spectators per player. So, you know, it's kind of league wide, and I'm sure it's going to change once we get into the league schedule. It'll kind of be a blanket effect. That way, everybody has the same rules and kind of has the same things to go by.
Well, maybe they'll catch a little bus lag tonight or jet lag.
Well, I'm hoping. You know, we got one of our main scorers out, and I was just thinking the other day, man, it'd be nice to have a couple players. But, you know, I don't know if you have any eligibility. But I guess if it come down to needing a player, a shooter, would it be President Phelan or would it be you, GOC? Who would I have to take to be a shooter?
It would be Phelan. Power forward.
Power forward, huh?
Hey, good luck tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Greg. Take care.
Okay, bud.